John Carpenter, this licensed social worker from Missouri, who uses hypnotherapy in his work with psychiatric patients, discussed his client Eddie, a 20-year-old abductee cured of color blindness after ET contact. During an exam by beings, Eddie felt his right eye removed and replaced, and believed that they were fixing him. Carpenter reported that he has a doctor's statement attesting to the changes in his client's vision from profound color blindness to green color blindness only. During one of the abductee panels at the M.LT conference, a 42-year-old woman explained how she had abruptly changed her career from marketing to massage therapy and adopted the name Star after ET beings told her that Star was a good name for a healer. She began working as a deep healing massage therapist, and reported that she could feel her client's blocked energy vibration and return that vibration to normal, which is what we call healing. Scott Mandelker, PhD, explores the topic of dual identity in his book, From Elsewhere, Being ET in America. A California psychologist, Dr. Mandelker lectures internationally on the spiritual dimensions of extraterrestrial contact. He believes that he is from elsewhere, and sees many clients who also feel that their souls have incarnated here to serve Earth as ET volunteers. Dr. Mandelker estimates that there may be as many as 100 million extraterrestrials currently living on Earth, most as yet unaware of their otherworldly origins, and sees human ETs as a real and vibrant subculture. He theorizes that accounts of benevolent extraterrestrial contacts are wake-up calls for those ET volunteers who are not aware that they, too, are from elsewhere. Quite a few of Dr. Mandelker's clients have experienced beneficial physical and psychological changes as a result of their wake-up calls. A 35-year-old architect was cured of a suicidal depression during his college years after many visits from a hovering ball of light, which he saw as intelligent and sentient. He told Dr. Mandelker that he now views the visits as a soul transfer, after which he became more of a universal citizen. Another client, a gay man in his late 30s, was depressed and suicidal upon realizing he exhibited many of the symptoms of HIV infection. Paralyzed and in pain, he was being rushed to a hospital by ambulance when he ceased breathing and felt himself leave his body. Unlike most near-death experiences, however, he felt as if he had actually died and received a new spirit, imbued with healing energies of a seemingly intelligent design. His life changed for the better in every aspect afterward, including his health. Dr. Mandelker also treated an English woman in her 60s who recalled a childhood near-death experience in which she was pronounced dead by the family doctor. "Oh, she's coming back," her mother had responded at the time. "She's talking to a being all dressed in white. And I know she's going to decide to come back." The young child recovered, becoming a nurse and, later, a teacher of personal development. She now believes that her near-death experience was actually a soul transfer, and that she visits her home planet in her sleep. In his entertaining anthology, Zen in the Art of Close Encounters, psychologist Paul David Persklove includes an essay by artist Ron Russell regarding his odd experiences while exploring crop circles in England. A creator of outer space paintings, Russell became curious about the swathes of gently flattened grain crops found on a regular basis by farmers in fields largely, but not exclusively, in Britain. The theory that an alien intelligence produces these circles and other geometric figures led to Russell's interest in the markings as possible communication and evidence of intelligence from other worlds. He joined a crop circle research tour group, organized by XETI, see Chapter 18, in 1992, and walked about inside several 70 to 80 foot circular formations that had suddenly appeared in grain fields around the English countryside. After walking around a few of the pictograms, I began to notice my own somatic and psychological feelings. I was sure that I was observing subtle physical changes. All my low-grade chronic joint pain was gone. I needed little sleep. I was blissful. The forms emanate a vitality and a definite presence that slips past our personal defenses. In another Zen essay, Remu E. Leiber, M.D., a psychiatrist from New York, recounts a post-encounter healing she was able to observe firsthand. The client, a doctor who had suddenly begun to recall past ET encounters, met with Dr. Libo early one morning after awakening and finding her toe had been slashed in a radial pattern sometime during the night. Dr. Libo reports, apostrophe. She and I watched together while, within the space of an hour, the eye wound on her toe went from presenting a series of open gashes to a series of approximated but reddened edges to a series of thin white lines to a totally unmarked skin surface with no palpable or visible evidence of any trauma. Dr. Libo, founder of TREAT, a center for treatment and research of experienced anomalous trauma, stated that this particular healing incident represents a process which, if it could be understood and reproduced, would have strikingly important implications for surgery and trauma medicine. As we have seen, in certain encounter cases the methods of healing utilized by the visiting beings have been taught and later reproduced, if not fully understood. A remarkable example of the link between extraterrestrial encounter experiences and an ability to heal is presented by the prolific author and parapsychologist Dr. Hans Hölzer in his 119th book, The Secret of Healing. Dr. Hölzer introduces Zeph Coleman, a gifted healer who received his otherworldly ability as a 36-year-old businessman and reserve soldier in the Israeli army. While doing night surveillance duty at a military post in the Sinai Desert, Zeph had an urge one morning to climb a nearby mountain. Sitting alone at a lookout post on top of the mountain, Zeph saw a bean-shaped structure, elliptic in shape. The lighted craft moved toward him, enveloping him in a sugar candy cloud. 11 short, hairless, human-like beings then surrounded him. Although they communicated with him, Zeph was unable to understand their language. He awoke to find himself lying on his back at the edge of the mountain, feeling dizzy and confused. It was afternoon, and afraid of becoming a laughingstock, he resolved to not speak of underscore his encounter to anyone. However, upon returning to the base camp, Zeph soon discovered that his touch would cause others to feel an electric shock, curing them of such physical ailments as skin lesions and headache pain. Zeph currently works full-time as a bioenergetic healer and treats people all over the world, including members of Europe's royal families and such Hollywood celebrities as Melanie Griffith, Don Johnson, Raquel Welch, and Carly Simon. In the U.5, he has successfully treated individuals suffering from a variety of cancers, multiple sclerosis, heart disease, and other serious ills. In Israel, where he is also well known as a psychic, many doctors now refer their patients to Zeph for treatment. According to Zeph, his healing abilities are due to the energy field that was placed around him by the extraterrestrials he encountered in the Sinai Desert. He believes that the ETs changed his bioenergetic potential, so that he can draw on the energy of his own aura and then eject this energy through his hands. I believe that my body underwent a certain energetic process through the dense fog, the plasma that enveloped me and through which my body must have absorbed something. Sometimes I feel a kind of thread that passes from my head through there, length of my body, a thin silver thread. I remember that days after the event when I looked at the palms of my hands, little silvery flakes appeared that I was able to scrape from my skin. He now feels guided by hidden forces to pass my hands at the correct distance over the bodies of the individuals who come to him for healing treatments, transferring his energy to their bodies in the guiding presence of entities that look like transparent figures or shadows with faces. Zeph sees his role as one of a utensil, simply a means to hasten the natural course of healing for those who are meant to be helped. Dr. Hölzer refers to Zeph's gift as part of an experiment in terrestrial medicine jump-started by extraterrestrial biotechnology, and does not regard Zeph's experience as unique. I don't think that in 1995 properly reported incidents involving humanoids can be dismissed as fantasies or hallucinations. We are indeed not alone. Regrettably, it appears to me that a powerful technique of healing known to the strangers cannot as yet be shared fully and regularly with us and pops up only now and again in situations like Zeph's encounter in the Sinai Desert, As I write these words in the final days of 1998, it appears that powerful encounters with celestial beings who seem to impart the ability to heal and be healed are popping up in ever-increasing numbers. In considering just the people who say that they have been healed and those who have become healers included in this book, one might conclude that another worldly source of healing power is being made available to us far more often than is commonly believed. Chapter 17. My case and conclusions. Though I would not refer to myself as an abductee or a confirmed extraterrestrial encounter experiencer, I have opened myself up to the possibility of a relationship with celestial beings. I have experimented with celestial healing in several forms, including consults with individuals who use extraterrestrial energies for healing purposes. And I am a satisfied customer, that is, I have found my celestial healing experiences to be enlightening, safe, and seemingly effective. I find I am most encouraged by the opportunity the celestial healing phenomenon has provided me for exploring a broader dimension of thinking and feeling, allowing me to expand the boundaries of my own reality. There is a strong sense of emotional and spiritual reassurance that accompanies the expanded cosmic view, in knowing that we are not alone in the universe and believing that there exist other intelligent, sentient beings who may, indeed, care about our welfare. It simply feels better to believe that there is more love out there, and to accept my own role in this universal community. I have enjoyed my own celestial experiences and will continue to explore certain aspects of the extraterrestrial phenomenon in the future. Web page, celestialhealingstories.com. End of extracts.